The following podcast is meant for mature audiences only. It is not safe for work and definitely not for the easily offended. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah, g'day. This is King Kai, the undisputed king of blind playthroughs, and you're listening to The Church Absurd on Fat Lols Radio.
I believe in one God, the Father of men, maker of heaven and earth.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Do you feel blamed?
Smoke weed.
Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolf Bob Rabbanis? Get ready.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the 38th episode of The Church Absurd. I'm your host, Reverend Jess, joined by
Deacon Sam
and Bitch.
Yep.
Well, at least he's accepted.
That's my new name. Yep. Just Bitch.
Just Bitch.
Bitch.
All right.
I gotta go Jersey. It's Bitch.
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
There you go.
Sam, how was your week?
Oh, it's been pretty good. Fucking hate rain.
Prolapse. Bitch, how was your week?
Quit my job, unemployed, and sucking dick underneath the overpass for money now.
Well, at least, yeah, I mean, and by the way, good technique. I'd give it 5 stars on Yelp.
I'm a pro.
A lot of work. But yeah, other than that, not a lot whole of shit happening. It was first of the month. That sucked. Yeah.
I've been off. Yeah. I went a whole month without drinking.
So Sam's single now because it killed his wife.
Oh, no. No. It was easier than I thought. A lot easier than I thought it would be. But yeah, got blasted on tequila last night.
You got blasted on tequila. Okay.
Yep. Got fucking drunk. And yeah.
And how did that work out for you?
I was out like a fucking light.
Yeah. And then you came to my job at fucking 6 a.m. to get donuts.
Yep, I went out.
Fucking idiot.
I started early on in the day, and I went out early on in the night.
I mean, hey, it's, you know, it's your life.
That was my celebration for going 1 month.
Going 1 month. I didn't get drunk. I'm going to get fucking blazed.
Yep, nope, good night. Played video
it's
games.
My life. I do a 1-2. I'm going to pet you like a billy goat.
But, you know, today was a good day, as Ice Cube said very famously. But, yeah.
Didn't he also say,
N-word, woo! Deacon Sam won't stop saying the N-word, woo! So Jess has to go in and cut the N-word, woo! Cause Deacon Sam won't stop saying the N-word!
Anyway, moving on.
I take
on.
Offense to that.
Why?
I'm pretty sure my N-word count was higher than his this time. No, I take offense to
no
this shit.
Way. No way.
So just far on this just recording, just that's what
he
I'm
said
saying.
It more. He said, just in this recording.
Yeah, so I'm offended.
Okay.
I'm being a snowflake on this one. I'm offended.
What do you, I mean, what the fuck do you want from me? I have a pre-recorded one, and I can't, what am I supposed to do, a live one?
Yes.
How am I going to copy my voice 2 times live?
It's you. I'm sure you got a fucking way to do it.
Kanye could do it.
Yeah.
I'm not Kanye. Gladly,
you suck.
Kanye.
Anybody with autism is Kanye.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
No, my wife sent me a link to a thing about Rami Malek is going to be the next Bond villain. Because, you know, she's just obsessed with that Aspie-looking little shit. So I messaged back and said it's really progressive of them to have, you know, a Bond villain with Asperger's.
I mean, hey, you know, shit on Rami Malek all you want.
I mean,
man.
No, I'm not shitting on his acting, just... I don't like his derpy face.
I haven't even seen his fucking
acting.
He's like
Egyptian.
No,
so
he looks like a dumbass. He looks like a retarded dog. Especially when he does that.
I mean,
he does.
Yeah. You gotta admit, though, while he was in costume, he pulled off a pretty good Freddie Mercury.
I mean, still haven't seen it.
He's the only...
I've seen the fucking trailers, and it looked pretty good.
He's the only good part about that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like literally, they get so much bullshit wrong.
No, like I said, I love his acting, especially in Mr. Robot 2, and I do plan on watching Bohemian Rhapsody, but
yeah.
I just hate his face.
Yeah.
Good acting. I'll still watch
one of the things
in,
they probably got wrong
face.
Is probably 90 pounds of coke in a night.
Yeah, well, it's just, well, I mean, it's PG-13. Like, that's the thing, that movie should have been fucking R.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It should have been R, and it should have told the real story. But, like, some of the dumb shit that they got wrong, at one point, they're recording some song, I forget which song it is, but, like, they're saying that it's for one album when it was not for that album. And it's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, how did they fuck that up?
And Queen was the producers, like, the surviving members of Queen. So it's just, like, it just doesn't make any fucking sense.
Come on, the ones that didn't die of AIDS?
Yeah, exactly. But it's just, it's fucking dumb. Yeah. I wish we could have seen Sacha Baron Cohen's Freddie Mercury movie. just because like I'm not shitting on Rami Malek. He did fantastic. He was like I said, he was the only good part of that movie. But like it's just Sacha Baron Cohen wanted to do Freddie's story. You know what I mean? And it was Queen that was like, why can't you make it about the band? Band biopics are great. You know what I mean? And he's just like, I don't want to tell that story. I want to tell Freddie Mercury's story. Like, fuck you. Let me do what I want. You know what I mean? But then he walked away from the project. And now...
Less music, more AIDS.
Well, basically, because I mean...
I'm just trying to figure out how many times I can say AIDS in this conversation.
You just want to say AIDS?
I've said it three times so far.
Yeah.
But at least it goes in line with conversation a little bit.
The AIDS. Please do not mention a subpar comedy on this fucking podcast, man.
This podcast is a subpar comedy.
I know, but God damn it, we're not Family Guy level. We don't just randomly make shit up. At least when we riff on something, it has to do with what we're watching.
Yeah,
you know,
no point there.
Like, we're not just like, you think that's bad?
God damn it.
Remember when I had tea with Muhammad?
He does the South Park Family Guy voice.
That's exactly because that they got it right. I mean, fuck. Yeah. The guys from The Simpsons, when that episode dropped, they sent flowers to the guys from South Park. Like, to me, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that is pretty funny.
Yeah. But anyway, moving on, we have some fun stuff to talk about. And you may be thinking,
do we? Do we really?
You may be thinking, what is that fun stuff? Well, the good news is that fun stuff is Unholy Beasts and Blasphemous Theories.
Unholy Beasts and Blasphemous Theories.
Quit fingering my hole.
If you've never listened to the show before, this is where we talk about cryptids, conspiracy theories, ghosts, and all types of shit that get the mind moving.
He was fingering my pocket.
You kept that together pretty fucking well. I am proud of you.
I have
usually yell well at played, us for being sir. Stupid.
Well I have plenty of professionalism, despite
it's not professionalism. You just have practice dealing with us two retards.
I mean, well, but what I'm saying is like, you know, it comes from just years of, like, trying to keep a straight face when I'm messing with somebody, you know, but it's just...
Speaking of which, that means we can be Kanye. We're both autistic.
Don't lump me in with you.
Fuck you. You're autistic, too.
You,
donkey
me,
witches.
And autism.
So what donkey witches like Susie are we looking at today?
We're actually not looking at donkey witches. What we're looking at is Mr. One Alex Jones.
Ooh.
Was just recently on the Joe Rogan podcast. And, yeah, it's fucking hysterical. He was basically talking about all types of bullshit, including pig-human hybrids.
Would there perhaps be bear DNA mixed in with the man and pig DNA?
Exactly.
Could you possibly say that it
insect
is
insect DNA?
Man-bear-pig?
It sounds super serial.
Super serial.
But, yeah, so basically he fucking... you know, he's doing this whole thing, and it's just, it's kind of crazy, you know, just because it's like, he's freaking out so hardcore about it, and it's just, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. I love every minute of it. But first, what we're going to look at is his initial, this is not from the Joe Rogan podcast, but this is the initial announcement of the animal-human hybrids and everything like that. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm proof of one. I'm half human, half elephant.
But unfortunately...
He's half human, half pig. Let's be real.
The elephant is only in the ass and not the dick.
Right? Why couldn't they give me like a fucking elephant trunk for a dick?
It's got tits like a broom.
Can you imagine how terrifying that would fucking be? Like, if you seriously had an elephant dick. Like, fucking horrifying.
Not an elephant dick, an elephant trunk as a dick.
An elephant trunk
as a dick.
I'd just
whip it out and be like, hey, grab the drink over there.
Dude, every load you shoot would be able to put out a fucking forest fire. This is ridiculous.
That'd be awesome. I could drown a bitch.
Now there's a Captain Planet we can all agree with.
Captain Planet.
Hey, for a little callback. I could use that to crush some tiny females.
Oh, God damn it.
Shout out to Goldfish.
Shout out to Jess's files for the show. I see Bondage, Alex Jones, and...
You
a
can't just
kid.
Say bondage. You got to read the name of it. It blow says blowjob-o-matic.
I miss the 80s.
I wanted to do coke with Flash Gordon.
That would be an interesting
experience.
I'm sure you know what it's from.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Ted.
Okay. I know. A subpar comedy. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, so we're going to take a look. This is the initial, you know, attack, the initial revealing of the news. So Yeah, let's take a listen and take a look-see at Alex Jones sounding the alarm about talking chimeras.
Humans won't be told, and the Congress won't discuss, and there will be no law, but a total void on all the genetic experiments.
Just a few weeks ago, I called a press conference, and I brought up the fact that human-animal hybrids is one of the biggest threats to our species.
You see humanoids, they're like 80% gorilla, 80% pig, and they're talking?
I never talk.
Looking right at you, Chris.
How many fucking cigarettes does this guy smoke in a goddamn day?
He smokes a, I don't know.
Because you just hear him.
I've never seen him smoking a cigarette, but I've seen him drinking. You know what I mean?
He just sounds like, eh, you'll enjoy cigarettes for many, many years.
Yeah. All right. Pick it up at 19.
Story on air because it's so fantastical. They had in tanks people with gills that are little babies, and they were in there just gulping, clawing at the sides. You see a turtle at the zoo and it wants out and you feel for it.
The story of Chris's
humanoids
birth.
Crossed with fish and stuff. I mean, we are screwed, people.
He's about to put tears into it.
Right? And, you know, the one thing about Alex Jones is, you know, he's kind of like the greatest character out there, just because I honestly don't think he's a real person. I think he's Andy Kaufman playing a character. Like, Andy Kaufman faked his death and became Alex Jones.
Jesus.
Animal-human hybrids. Part human, part ape, part human, part monkey, part human, part dog, part human, part insect. Part jellyfish. That's part human.
Is that
human,
how
part
Susanna
insect,
became
part
a donkey
human.
Lady?
Yeah, that's how Susanna became a donkey lady.
Part reptile, part human, part fish. Putting human DNA into corn. I'm pro-human. One time at a pizza place, when I was covering spider goats, they're creating aliens on this planet. Human chimeras are gestating, just like an alien. Human-pig hybrids for organ transplant to develop into monsters with our brains. Humanoids gestating in the bellies of cows, pigs, sheep, in the uterus, in utero. You think they're wearing spacesuits down
in
here on
utero.
Earth? At these facilities where they're doing the human-animal chimera testing? No, they're not. It's wild. I'm forcing human-animal chimeras out.
Human-animal hybrids, cross-species chimera.
Human-animal chimeras.
Animals have rights, and humans have rights, but chimeras, cross-species, are in the dead zone. There is no law. And of course, the humanoid is made part cow, so it doesn't have rights, but it's a human.
You think they want a discussion about animal-human chimeras? I said, I don't believe we have a colony
does
on
this
Mars,
mean I can finally
but
fuck
we've
a
already
heartbeat?
With chimeras, human-animal hybrids, created stuff that's alien here on Earth.
I'm Alex Jones, and you have been warned.
Human, insect, amphibian, fish, porcine, pinniped. Crosses with mammals and birds, ornithologists, all of it.
God.
It's incredible.
Again, what is pinniped?
Goats with spider genes and silk in their milk.
Silk in their milk. That's terrifying. Just God. The thought of it is terrifying.
I was at a pizza place covering spider goats. That sentence alone. Just...
I was at a pizza place covering spider goats. You know, just as you do. Typical Monday.
Yeah.
You know?
But yes.
Monday.
I do have a segment.
So Alex Jones goes on Joe Rogan. He starts talking about the whole late-term abortion and post-birth abortion thing, right? And he starts talking about the fucking governor.
Well, a post-birth abortion
yes.
is a thing. Like, the kid pops out, you're just like, on second thought.
Post-birth abortion is just murder.
Yeah, let's take a listen at what Alex Jones has to say.
Organs. And so you saw all the Planned Parenthood videos out of Texas and California 2 years ago that Project Veritas and others got, where they're saying, I'm getting a yellow Ferrari. Man, I'm making hundreds of thousands off each baby. We, with partial birth, they keep the baby alive. They take it in the back. And then they have a van pull up that takes it to a Chinese government-run facility in the U.S., and they got the sucker.
Let's listen to this.
Is this the video where he says it?
After birth abort. Is this it, Jamie?
I hope.
Is this it,
know.
Alex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And
watch his face. Like, he keeps looking over at Joe like, I fucking told you. You know what I mean?
answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure, and explain her answer?
Yeah, and I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I will tell you, one, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved.
You heard that. Jim, I didn't interrupt. Start over. Back it up 10 seconds. Notice he's usurping law. Okay. And their whole plan is bioethics. I'll explain in a minute.
But let's let him talk. Go ahead. It's only 2 minutes.
Mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we
so
want
goddamn giddy.
The government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple physicians should have to weigh in, as is currently required? She's trying to lift that requirement.
Well, I think it's always good to get a second opinion and for at least two providers to be involved in that decision, because these decisions shouldn't be taken lightly. And, mm-hmm. and so, you know, I would certainly support more than one provider.
All right, let's go back to the...
Wow, that's a weird thing that she just kind of let him say.
Would you like to the rest of the story?
But hold on a second. What's weird is that they were talking about resuscitating the baby, that they would keep the baby alive, then a decision would be made. Isn't that... That's like euthanasia. Like, you can't even do that to your Grammy.
That's why you're so smart, John. I'm not kissing your ass.
But you can't do that to your Grammy.
Right? Kissing your ass.
Grammy's like 80 years old. You can't just kill her.
Well, remember Newsweek? Remember the Newsweek cover, the case for killing Granny? They say that, so let me explain. Now you've got it. Did you hear that legalese? Turns out, when I saw that clip a month ago, because they had them doing debate about the bill.
Right.
And they said, yeah, we'll kill babies after they're born. And they're debating, well, how far along? Well, whatever the doctors say. But it's jurisprudence. There's law. You can't do that. So this is saying, oh, the government not involved. This is the medical system usurping. If they can kill a baby after it's born, because sometimes they deformed. You know, he says sometimes they deform. Here's the key.
Is he from Louisiana?
Notice,
no.
He said, we resuscitate.
Accent. He's imitating the guy who was talking.
Oh.
They don't consider you alive till the bioethics board says that you're a viable human. And under the bioethics in Europe and under the UN now, which is all Nazi. By the way, the EU was set up by the Nazis. Volkswagen, I'm not against Volkswagen itself, but that was literally drawn, the first Volkswagen, by Hitler.
That is true. That is true. Not the EU Nazi thing, but Hitler designed the Volkswagen. So
my grandmother, I like the Volkswagen so much.
My grandparents brought back the first Volkswagen Beetle to the U.S.
Those monsters.
because my grandpa served in Germany, and that's yeah. You know, that's where they spent a while.
If they're not already dead, I'm going to fucking kill them for that.
Fuck you.
My grandmother is a saint.
No,
love my grandma. My grandpa's already dead, though.
So, Chris, you went back in time and did it.
Like, just 30 years from now, figured out time travel, just went back just to kill his fucking grandfather.
Right.
Audi, the Olympic symbol. I mean, Hitler was a really bad dude, but he literally, so much of our world's governed by him. NASA, everything. They had a system where they first killed babies they thought were deformed. That was 1934. And the final solution happened like 6-7 years later. And so he's saying... Because they've got a big problem. They've got undercover videos. They're keeping babies alive. You want to pull those up? I'm not BSing. There's dozens. So they've got to start getting it going.
I don't think he's aware of...
Come on, spit it out.
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to figure out the most...
The way words work.
And yeah. Derailed.
I'm trying to figure out...
Fuck! God damn it, Chris!
Fucking messed up now. I don't think he's aware
he's
of
a
how
he's a reptilian.
Pig, human, DNA, hybrid, chimera.
I don't think he's aware of the sounds his mouth makes every time he talks. Just,
I
every
don't
time
think
you hear
you
him
are
go,
aware of the sounds your mouth makes
no, I'm
every
not,
time you
I'm
talk.
Not aware of the sounds my mouth is supposed to make when I try to talk.
There
There's
we go.
A difference
there
here.
There we go.
But every fucking time he opens his mouth, you hear...
mouth sounds.
Smack
fucking on my dick.
Smack my lips up. Wow.
...and people to go, because the nurses are freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, we're keeping babies alive, and they get put in a van and drive away. What's going on? They're like, well, we didn't keep them comfortable. So the baby's worth $500,000.
Who's paying that?
In the chain of delivery, just on time delivery. Each organ's worth a lot of money. And so, but if you kill them right on the spot, they're like, why are we wasting this 7 pounds of meat? So see, if they can keep them alive, and now they've built these new wings. They've built new wings. No, I can pull up the book. They
He's
have
a
wings.
Fucking idiot.
Where they go, oh, we consider the baby dead. The mother decided it didn't live. If she decides, we resuscitate and it lives, but it didn't resuscitate. It's flesh. It's a legalese. It's passed into a special ward with doctors that make a few million a year. And the little flesh ball is kept alive and comfortable. Until all the orders come in, the planes land, and they take the organs. Then,
all right,
they take the organs, right?
So, Joe Rogan brings on Eddie Bravo, and Eddie Bravo decides that he's going to fuck with Alex Jones.
Fuck Eddie, where's Johnny?
So we're gonna get
do the monkey with my hair.
Right. So he decides that he's gonna just troll the fuck out of him.
Yes.
Go pee, man. Go pee. Don't you have to go?
We're going to send someone else, Alex, yeah, but we're going to do
anymore.
This.
Hey,
you know what? We're going
to
do this. I don't want to be the one that goes.
I got to pee in a minute.
I don't want to be the one that goes.
I got to pee in a minute. Let me tell you something right now.
Come on.
Let me tell you something right now. I came here and I proved they're keeping babies alive and taking their organs.
How did you prove that?
They're admitting.
Jamie pulled some shit up on Google.
No, they admit it now.
That's you too.
They're normalizing it. No, the fucking, the governor. Listen to me!
Do you really think there's people out there campaigning for late-term abortions? You think that shit's real? You
the
think
Senate
that shit's real?
Voted Monday to keep it legal.
Who would
kill
do that? Who would do that? Who would campaign for that's
they
the most
fucking did it,
that
Bravo,
is the craziest
and
shit
you
ever.
You can't fucking admit they're fucking killing already born kids. So you're telling me it isn't real when they had
He's
a
very
fucking
animated.
Vote in the goddamn fucking Senate.
That's a conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy theory.
You think you're fucking tough? You're about to get it. Bullshit! They're killing already born babies. Stop fucking lying. God fucking damn it. I'm getting pissed now.
Don't get pissed. Go.
No. I mean, okay. You saw the dude.
He's gonna say the N-word.
Fucking with you.
Alex.
I was fucking with you.
The fucking Senate voted to kill babies.
Let me.
They're fucking born.
I was just playing with you. Of course I believe that, Alex.
Let me explain.
Of course, I believe.
Eddie,
it's
let me
all
explain.
Over the news.
Eddie,
I was just playing with
Eddie,
you.
Let me explain to you. Let me explain to you. We went into a long conversation. About
I heard
that.
It.
We played.
I heard it.
Okay, you heard it.
I heard the whole podcast.
Oh, you're chasing
I'm
me.
Playing
okay.
with you.
Okay.
Imagine my psychosis
think
is
about
this.
What I said. Think
reality
about
is so crazy that I always thought I was so tough.
I can't believe he doesn't have to pee anymore.
That I got to piss a little bit. The point is that, dude, I'm not. The reality's so crazy. Why are we debating whether the Earth is flat? Dude, they have human-animal hybrids. The freaking, I have been there when people that work for the Pentagon say that we go to the laboratory and we meet with the ambassador. We have to take higher and higher doses to meet with them. They're giving us technology and the technology worked. This is going on, dude. Do you want to know this?
Listen, relax.
Your think about
Alex.
Space isn't real. The freaking dimensions, man. The aliens
think
are coming
about
through
the
dimensions.
Alex, think about what I said. I said, dude, do you think there's actually people out there that believe that are campaigning?
I got a $20,000 digital
Alex,
telescope
listen,
I can look and freaking
listen. Listen to what I said.
Alex, he's fucking
Did you hear
with
what
you.
I
he
said?
Was fucking with you.
I said, do you think there's actually people out there that are campaigning for late-term abortions? Of course there are, but I'm making it seem like I don't believe they are.
No, I get it now.
I'm being the ultimate skeptic.
Okay, I thought
he was
I'm being
just,
the ultimate skeptic.
Listen, Eddie
listen
does
to
that
the words
all,
I said.
He does that all the time. He's just fucking
like
around. around.
The point is, to be your enemy right there.
I'm threatened. I'm not Mr. Goody Two Shoes by them keeping babies alive and killing them, and that nobody cares. I fundamentally. That's what I'm saying. I'm being honest here. Is I'm not like certifiably crazy, but I deal with this all day long. I get like Joe tries to shy away, and people go crazy dealing with it.
No, well, I never saw that clip of that guy saying that they would resuscitate the babies, and then they would make a decision.
You haven't heard about that New York bill that they're trying to pass?
They passed it.
I mean, it's some big shit.
They fucking passed it.
It's like worse than Gotham City. It's worse than Gotham City.
They're giving a bunch of goddamn fucking organ harvesting doctors control outside of law. You heard that piece of shit. Fucking KKK guy, fucking governor, say we're gonna keep them alive after they're fucking born.
I want to get him on this fucking podcast.
God, he wouldn't waste his time with us.
No.
Although our views would go through the roof.
Oh, of course. All he does is fucking waste time.
It would be a great episode.
All he does is fucking waste time. We need to get him on this goddamn podcast. I'm fucking tired of all of them turning the fucking frogs gay and developing chimeras.
All I know is that, like here's the thing. I'm not a huge Joe Rogan mark or anything like that, but that is probably the greatest instance of podcasting I've seen.
Oh yeah.
Because literally he's just getting so fucking mad. If you haven't seen the video, just look it up. Joe Rogan put it up on YouTube. But literally Alex is bouncing up and down in his chair like, yeah, they fucking did it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was ready to fucking go on that.
Apologize to Haiti for that earthquake.
My favorite part though is just like when he points at Eddie Brock and here Eddie Bravo and he goes you think you're fucking tough, you're gonna fucking get it. Oh man, I want to take that sound clip, and anytime Chris starts talking about like something like a kick to a kid's ass or something like that,
English,
you think you're fucking tough? Oh man! All right, folks, we're going to be right back on the Church Absurd. Falsco has an ad, so we will see you when we get back. Go fuck yourselves.
Fuck.
I regret nothing.
In 1997, Running with Scissors released Postal, a top-down shooter in which you play a mentally unhinged man who goes on a bloody crusade of murder and mayhem for seemingly no reason. The game attracted quite a bit of controversy, being targeted by Senator Joe Lieberman for a potential ban, and spawned two sequels, both of which were banned in about five countries. In celebration of the 20th anniversary, Running with Scissors rebuilt the original 1997 game in the Unreal 4 engine. The newly branded Postal Redux features a brand new remastered soundtrack, revamped twin stick controls, new weapons, and a new point-based rampage mode. Two new levels as well, and two levels never before released to the American public from the Japanese version, Super Postal. Thanks to the Vice President of Running with Scissors, Mike J, we are proud to announce our first giveaway. We have 10, count them, 10 Steam keys for Postal Redux to give to our loyal listeners. You must be 17 to claim one and cannot be a resident of Germany. I'm very sorry, but it's banned there. To claim one of these limited Steam keys, you have to send an email to fatlolsradio@gmail.com with the subject, I regret nothing, or get in touch with me on Twitter @RebJess_FLRadio or on the Church Absurd Facebook page @TheChurchAbsurd. We cannot thank Mike J enough and the rest of the crew at Running with Scissors for helping us put this on here. For all of your postal merch needs, check out runningwithscissors.com. Once again, supplies are limited, 10 Steam keys only. Once they are gone, they are gone. It is first come, first serve. Once again, you must be 17 to claim one and cannot be a resident of Germany. And thank you so much to our loyal listeners, because without you, this giveaway wouldn't happen, because we wouldn't have any reason to do it. So, as our way of giving back, here's Postal Redux.
And we are back to the Church Absurd. Your host, Reverend Jess, joined by Deacon Sam and Cardinal Chris.
I thought it was bitch.
Yeah, it is bitch.
It's easier to say. Pretty much.
It's just bitch.
But yeah, we're looking to fuck with some people this week.
Oh, absolutely.
But before we get into fucking with people, it's time for This Week in Fucked Up Porn.
Yeah.
So this video here is on eFucked. It's titled Making the Perfect Woman. So let's see what they put in there. So yeah, if you'd like to watch it with us, the link is in the description. And picking up at 0, 3, 2, 1, and play.
You just hear the guy laughing.
So basically, she's hooked up to like what is essentially a fucking machine apparatus, and it's got her head
attached to the piston. Yeah,
attached to the piston.
And her mouth is held open by straps.
Yeah. I'm just a love machine. Yep. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I think she'd get whiplash.
Yeah, it cannot be comfortable on the neck. And, she might have mild brain damage after this.
She sounds...
They fucking hooked up an autistic bitch to it.
Why, it's the greatest thing.
Yep, she's regretting her life choices right now.
How much was that $500 actually worth?
Step right up, sir. Yes, just stick your willy in there. Flip the mirror.
God damn it. This stance, he's like, I gotta do power suits going on.
It's the greatest thing this world has ever seen.
If they turn that thing up high enough, it would probably break her fucking neck.
You're not fucking kidding.
That's next on her.
First time I've ever even heard of a blowjob machine.
Well, we made it, dear. Well,
duh.
We created it out of thin air.
Right. We got that everything happens?
We got some talented and imaginative creators and builders that work for us.
Oh, God, look at the fucking spin.
Yeah.
She's going to throw up.
Yep.
Enjoy this sound, guys.
Yeah, enjoy, everybody.
He just wipes it all over.
That's literally Jesus. That's literally just choking her.
She might like asphyxiation.
There's a bunch of
she looks like she's overdosing. Yeah, there's Jesus.
A bunch of spit coming out, like white foam coming out of her mouth.
Albert Einstein, Tesla, Fuller, even old Da Vinci have wrestled with creativity.
Oh, he was ready. He took his pants off and everything. Succeed,
but I hate to break it to you, Chris, but it's a porn shoot. It's not like they walk in like, what's going on in here?
What are we doing today, guys?
It's the greatest blowjob machine. All right. This world has ever seen. The blowjob machine.
Yeah, she's even got the nose hooks in.
It sounded like Sam last night.
That's terrifying right there.
Yep.
It is.
That was a thing.
I think I have a new home improvement project.
I think I've got a new homepage.
Right? Every time you open the internet, it's public. Oh, man. All right. Well, now that that's over, it's time to fuck with people.
Yeah,
so,
let's do it.
You know, we need some spiritual guidance.
Yes,
so
we do.
So it is only fitting that Sam calls a prayer line, you know.
Oh yeah.
And Sam, you know, we have to put some guidelines in here.
Damn it.
You have to try and remain calm during the call.
That's not going to happen.
What I'm saying is you can't go in there and screaming in like Alex Jones. You know what I mean?
I was going to do the, come in my mouth!
No, don't do that. No,
at least not right off the bat.
What you need to do is you need to make it very, very, very like...
I'm going to be praying for a friend who's homosexual and talk about how I'm currently putting him through my own conversion therapy and having him locked in the basement.
Yeah, that's the way to go about it. I wonder if the Westboro Baptist Christian Church has a prayer line. The God hates fags, people. Okay. Okay.
Link Crossroads 24-hour prayer line.
What kind of fucking prayer line keeps you on hold?
Yeah, right?
I have prayers, you cunt.
Can't be easy to find employees.
Right.
Thank you for calling the 24-hour prayer line. Please stay on the line, and our first available prayer partner will be glad to speak with you. If you'd like to leave a message with a confidential prayer request, please press 1. Or you can send us an email at ministry@crossroads.ca.
I mean, theoretically, these would all be confidential, right?
Hopefully.
We're on.
Crossroads prayer line.
Yes, hi. I'd like to submit a prayer for my friend. He's very sick.
Sure. What's your first name?
My first name is Robert.
And what would you like me to pray for?
Well, my friend has a very, very tough sickness going through him. He is dealing with homosexual urges, and I have been putting him through my own conversion therapy, so to speak, and the progress has been pretty rough. I've been tying him down to a chair in my basement and stripping naked in front of him and screaming that this is not acceptable. It's not okay to have thoughts about the male body. I show him a lot of videos, but it just never takes hold. He just keeps getting an erection every time I show him images of gay pornography. I mean, he really, really does have a rather large member, so to speak, and it's very obtrusive to see, you know, having that in your line of sight when you're just trying to help your friend. And would you pray with me for his salvation, for the Lord our Jesus Christ?
Okay. What's his first name?
His first name is Chris.
Okay. Father, we just pray for Chris, for his salvation, Lord, that you would set him free from this, Lord, and that you would just move and work by your Holy Spirit in his life to set him free. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you very much, ma'am. And dicks out okay. for Jesus. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Dicks out for Jesus.
She goes, okay, goodbye.
She didn't even blink, I bet, at that fucking conversion therapy shit.
Hey, she was a true professional.
Right? She held it together.
Props.
Bravo.
Props.
Bravo.
Props, random phone lady.
Right? No kidding.
I wonder how many times she has to deal with this on a fucking daily basis.
Probably a lot.
Oh, that makes it fun.
Now she didn't even stutter at the fucking conversion
therapy.
Be
stripping naked in front of him screaming, this is not okay.
All right. Now it's my turn.
Oh, yeah.
All right, freeing the adapter.
Just would you pray with me to our Lord Jesus Christ? What do you, that
we apologize for the way we
Jesus.
Want the opportunity to focus our attention on you and lift your concerns up in prayer before our Lord. So please give us a moment or two as we finish up our call with the person ahead of you.
Stop praying and let me on.
Please remember, Jesus loves you and cares about every detail of your life. He tells us in Matthew 10:30.
It's so upbeat, it makes me want to kill myself.
As you continue to wait to speak to a prayer minister, let me take this opportunity to pray for you now.
Oh, prayer minister, not a prayer partner, huh?
I lift up this precious child.
I want a partner.
You know,
Satan has entered me, and I'd rather be Jesus. Shout out to Coke for their orange dreamsicle shit.
Shout out to Coke for helping me make it through the day.
I love you, Coke. Never leave me.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Any goddamn day.
We
now.
Apologize for the wait. We want the opportunity to
hurry up, goddammit!
He always has your best interest in mind. He promises never to leave you or forget
you. Know, they say
you,
the same thing about Xenu.
No matter what.
Hello, Word Harvest Girl. I may help you.
How you doing?
Okay.
I need somebody to pray with me. I'm okay. Going through a tough time here.
I'm just going to ask you who's calling.
My name is Buford.
Buford. Okay, so go ahead. What do you need prayer for?
Well, you see, my son, he's very, very confused when it comes to religion and everything like that. And, you know, he's been looking into, you know, the dark arts. I found a satanic Bible in his bedroom, and I'm just worried about him. And you know, it all started with that. And you know, from 2 weeks after that, it just went forward. And you know, I found him yesterday in the barn just fornicating with a goat. And I'm just I can't do this. I need some spiritual guidance on how to deal with my son.
Okay, how old is he?
He's 17.
Okay, and do you have a church that you go to?
I mean, I go to church, you know. I go to Three Rivers, you know. But he don't come with me no more, you know. He hasn't come with me in a long time. But I need the spiritual guidance to help get him off of the satanic path that he's on right now. And I just need some spiritual guidance, you know, because I need to help, you know. I need help to get him off of these goat fornicating ways, and you know, to make him walk away from the path of darkness.
Okay. Okay, and have you called us before, Buford?
No, this is my first time.
I ask you how you got hold of our number?
Well, you know, I just did a Google search for the prayer line, and I found it
online. Okay, that's good. All right, well, let's go to Lord in prayer. Father God, before tonight, I come to you, Lord Father God, and your word tells us that you're concerned about everything that concerns us, Lord, and you see this big concern of his, Lord Father God, and you tell us that you are a very present help in time of trouble, and he's having trouble with his son, Lord Father God, and we just come against Satan because we know that's who we fight against, Lord. Satan is the one who comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Please come against him hard, Satan.
But you tell us that Satan is a defeated foe and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord Father God, and you tell us if our life is submitted to you, that we can resist Satan, and when we do, he has to flee. So we can just verbally out loud tell Satan to go in the name of Jesus, take his hands off of Buford's son. Yes, Lord Father God, because
Satan, you leave Jeremy alone. You leave Jeremy alone, Satan.
Yes, Lord, because you've given Buford the power and the authority to trample on scorpions and serpents and every evil thing, and nothing by any means shall harm him. Yes, Lord Father God. And Lord, you tell us not to be anxious about anything, but to let our prayer request be known unto you. That's what we're doing, Lord. We're putting this over in your hands, Lord. We're giving it over to you. And you tell us that when we do that, then the peace of God, which passes all of our understanding, shall keep and guard our minds and our hearts in Christ Jesus. So I disclaim that peace of mind for Buford, Lord, knowing that he's placing his son into your hands, Lord. And I'm praying, Lord, that you just send believers across his pathway that can reach out to him and befriend him, and they can give him the help that he needs, Lord Father God, to help his son. Yes, Lord, just give him the wisdom, the knowledge, the discernment, Lord Father God, and just let him be able to seek godly counsel there at the church that he goes to.
Hallelujah.
To know what to do, Lord Father God. But we come against Satan because that's who we know. We don't war against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness in high places, Lord. And we're asking you just to take that desire away from his son to follow after Satan.
Take him away from that goat fornicating Satan.
Yes, Lord Father God. We come against Satan, and we tell him that we're claiming Buford's son for the kingdom of God. Yes, Lord Father God. And we just thanking you, Lord, for the help that you're going to send Buford, Lord, to know what he can do to help his son. Yes, Lord, we just call that forth in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father, God, please put Jeremy in your big, strong hands. Thank you so much.
Yes, Lord, Father God, and you tell us we have a two or three agree concerning anything on earth that it'll be done. So we're just going to stand in faith, believing, and expecting you, Lord, to answer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, honey. Thank you so much.
You feel free to call us anytime, okay?
Yeah, I will do, honey. Hail
okay.
Satan.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Hail Satan!
She didn't fucking react to Hail Satan.
She knew it was a troll. That's why she took so goddamn long with that goddamn prayer.
I don't think she knew. Because she flat out kept calling me Buford.
I think she just rolled with it for some fun. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Either way, shout out to those two prayer lines for dealing with our bullshit. Yep. We will be right back on the Church Absurd.
Looking to expand your playlist? Well, Fat Lulz Radio has got you covered. Lose Your Religion with Reverend Jess and Deacon Sam over on the Church Absurd. Hear nerd culture get dissected on the Fickle Fanboy with RPM. Grab a drink and some laughs with the designated drinkers. Hear some solid interviews on Unseriously Serious. Do you want to get involved? Send your rant to the League of Infuriated Nerds. Also, check out the Fat Lulz Radio Associated shows. Get your Not Safe for Work Talk Radio fix on the Robin Slim Show. Get some life advice from Jerry and Callan from the bottom. And hear podcasts get roasted by the P-Bros on Pee on the Pods. All these shows and more await you at Fat Lulz Radio. Available through all your favorite podcast apps or wherever podcasts are heard. Fat Lulz Radio. Stuff full of entertainment.
And we are back for the final segment of the Church Absurd with your host, Reverend Jess, joined by Deacon Sam and Cardinal Chris. And Cardinal Chris has missed out on quite a bit. He didn't come in until episode 29.
Yeah.
So it's only fair that we bring him a nice little history lesson. This is Cringe Corner Reloaded.
Reloaded. Cringe Reloaded.
That's right, folks. The Cringe Corner Reloaded is a lot like the Cringe Corner, where we look at cringy shit and try not to cringe. But this is where we revisit old cringes and let Chris experience them for the first time. So it's very exciting. The first one on the docket is a very important one, and that is Jaden the Super Saiyan. So let's take a look. Yeah, it was.
What's up, YouTube? This is something that's been on my heart for a long time. And, you know,
freedom.
All I ever wanted to be in life was a Super Saiyan. You know, ever since I was a kid, I used to always look up to Goku and Vegeta.
Goku and Gohan. Vegeta.
I used to just look at them and just wonder,
like, is real.
How come I'm just a human
He's
being?
He's not true,
you know?
Weeaboo.
I'm so worthless. Oh, what can I do? I can run. I can jump. I can flip. And it's just like, we are so limited as human beings. And I just feel like when I see superheroes, you know, why can't we be that exciting and that awesome? Like, why can't I wake up and if I'm late for school, just teleport there and be on time? But I feel like...
Because the cops would prevent you from it?
You know, I look at this kid and I think one thing. Nice personality. No.
I hate you.
You know, during that time of meditation and just thinking about it, I realized something. All of that is possible and more. It's all in here. It's all in your mind. Think about anything that you ever tried to do.
And in
you
your ass.
You thought to yourself, man, I could never do that. But then when you practiced Pedophile. It, guess what? You got better at it and you actually achieved it, didn't you? It's the same thing when you look at superpowers. Of course, it sounds absurd.
Because it is.
Yep.
When you first look at it, but if you try
Is he autistic?
It, you know, Maybe. If you actually set your mind to it and believe.
I mean, there's a good possibility.
You can achieve it.
See, this is no, what he happens doesn't when have, you leave kids alone
Chinese
too long. I bet his mom has a premium Snapchat account.
The power of his hands. Now, you're going to tell me that was fake? No, it wasn't fake. He channeled that energy from within, and he believed, and he channeled that energy through the creation of his mind.
Not autism.
Of what his mind
he doesn't
believed,
have the telltale look
and what
to
he spoke
it's
into
Asperger's
existence.
Almond eyes.
Of the power that he had. You understand what I'm saying? I feel like anything that you set your mind to, your mind will, you know, your mind can create that force, because your mind is just this powerful machine that is, you know, whatever you set it to. And you believe, and you work and towards achieving it, you can do it.
You know, they say the same thing about Xenu.
You can do it, and I believe I can be a Super Saiyan. So this is my first time exposing this side of me to the world.
He should have practiced
more. And I know
more.
A lot of y'all laughing, but people who really, you know, that are on my level of intellect, they understand what I'm saying, you know, and thank y'all
people
for understanding.
People on the short bus.
And, you know,
but if you watch
I'm
Dragon Ball, there's no
Super
black
Saiyan
Super Saiyans.
Right. And I'm going to upload it to YouTube.
It's just Popo.
This is my first attempt. And I'm believing.
He is.
And I'm going to create that energy and channel through my mind. Now, I might not turn full Super Saiyan. I might.
That's why there isn't any black Super Saiyans, because the Popo's always around.
Yep.
Oh! Turn full Super Saiyan. Or you might just see a glimpse of it, of that power. But no, this is my first attempt. I'm gonna cut. I'm
His
gonna turn the music
lip
on.
Wasn't fucking Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan 3 Goku theme.
Super Saiyan 3 Goku theme. That's my
this
new
is
impression.
It.
All right. Damn it, that boy ain't right.
You should just cut out this audio and do like 3 minutes of autistic screeching.
I won't have to cut out the audio. All
right.
I'll show you.
His neighbors in his apartment complex hate him when he makes these videos.
Oh, come on, man. It's Section 8. They're used to it.
It looks like he just, like, snorted a line of bath salts.
It's a teenager jerking off. That's what this is. As I said, I don't have to add autistic screeching.
It sounds like me the morning after a night of Taco Bell.
Look at the fucking vein in the forehead.
Yeah, right? Demon nerd.
Just gonna give himself an aneurysm at a young age.
Oh, Yeah, you know Mama's out working the street corner because she's not there just beating his ass.
He's in dress pants and a polo shirt. Is he in his church clothes?
Probably.
Why does he look like a young Hobson?
I mean, to be fair, Hobson's music sounds like this to me, so...
True.
Someone trying to dock.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Just one punch and over 9 million screams.
It's the Undertaker!
He just falls over dead.
My name is Jalen, and I am a Super Saiyan.
God. Creepy ass kid.
You know, shout out to him. But yeah, what do you think, Chris? Are you glad you missed it?
I'm saying he's fucking autistic.
Do it. Let's see some real autism. Oh, you know about vegans?
Yes. Okay. And I'm looking at some real autism.
Yeah. Come on. You don't. Come on, buddy.
Hello. Don't.
Nas.
Say yes to veganism.
This is John Sackars.
It looks like Leo Maricelli, or however the fuck you pronounce his last name on YouTube.
Right. And it's something special. So get ready, because this is going to... This music is not just going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your soul.
I don't like how it's just, the video's just titled WJ. It makes me worry.
It's VVJ.
It looked like WJ. All right.
Hello.
Yes, two V's next to each other would.
Taking a bath. Yeah, that's right. I'm bare naked, sitting in the bathtub all by myself. What a shame.
What a shame.
I'd love to take a bath with you.
Because you're a faggot, Harry.
You could help clean my back, and I could help clean your back.
And we could do each other.
We could jump on each other's butts.
I'd be more than happy.
With that hair, he is a butt pirate.
Other parts of your body, too.
Oh, John.
He is wooing me with his words. Not anymore.
But right now I'm all by myself, and my tongue feels like cleaning something. So maybe I'll clean this papaya, this sexy, sexy papaya with my tongue.
It totally looks like a vagina. Mm.
And while I'm licking this papaya...
Can vegans eat pussy? I'll
You're about to find out.
That you, sexy vegan woman, are sitting on my face. Because that is my ultimate fantasy, to have a vegan woman sit on my face. Oh.
That was a weird cut.
Are you ready?
Vegan vagina juice, VVJ. Vegan vagina juice, VVJ.
I do like the double vegan bass in it.
Vegan vagina juice, VVJ.
Bringing back memories, Sam.
Vegan vagina juice, VVJ. People can call me a pervert. People can say that I'm a disgrace. But
Dad.
I'm not afraid to tell the whole wide world that I want you to sit on my face.
Very succinct.
Original impressions, what do you think?
I want to blow my fucking brains out.
There's more.
Take our time, baby. Making love is not a race. I wanna get so drunk off your pussy that I feel like I'm in outer space. Vegan vagina.
That fit all too well.
Ready?
Vegan vagina juice, VVJ. Vegan vagina juice, VVJ. Vegan vagina juice, VVJ. Take me by the hands and
we harmonized way too well. That was fucking weird.
I will lie down.
Can we do a barbershop quartet of this?
Yes.
Rest my hand.
Well, we did.
You can sit on my face and grind away. As it turns out, Cardinal Chris is gay.
Ah!
I
could lick you until the dying
day. I wanna hear. Hey, I learned how to be from the best.
While you ride my tongue at your leisure, I want nothing more than.
You ready for the best line of this song?
No.
I wanna lick your clits
and your clitoral hood.
Vegan vagina juice, VVJ. Vegan vagina juice, VVJ.
Shout out to Jesse Rude.
Vegan vagina juice, VVJ. Vegan vagina juice, VVJ.
I fucked up.
Get harder, vegan pussies get wetter.
No, they don't.
The sex is better.
I'm pretty fucking dry right now.
Vegan dicks get harder, vegan pussies get wetter. The sex is better when you're vegan.
I doubt that.
Let's get together for a sexy party. I could lick you all day.
I can't think of anything that rides with party.
I hate to admit it, the fucking lyrics sucked.
Hold
on. But it wasn't bad music.
Fruit is so fucking sexy. But not nearly as sexy as you, vegan woman. Oh.
Vegan.
I'll stick
woman.
My dick in a pineapple.
All right, that's enough. That's just enough. I do not want to watch him eat this fucking papaya.
Just wait till he experiences Joey's world tour.
Oh god,
that's on the next episode.
I have papaya juice all over my face.
God, I just want to find him and punch him in the face.
I'd have your vegan vagina juice all over my face. Oh.
The fuck does a tattoo on his arm say?
Go vegan, everybody. Go vegan.
I'm pretty sure he just came.
Well, that's why he's sitting in the bath, so he doesn't have to clean it up.
Just wash your knuckle children out to sea.
Oh, man. So, Chris, what are your thoughts on BBJ? Is it not the greatest song you've ever heard?
I think I'm done with this goddamn podcast.
All right. Be sure to follow the Fat Lulz radio shows, including the Fickle Fanboy with RPM, which I am now second mic on. Follow Acclaim and Shame when that gets started, a movie podcast where we put the critics' reviews to the test. Follow the Unseriously Serious podcast, The Designated Drinkers, and be sure to contribute to the network with the League of Infuriated Nerds. And check out the associated shows, Robin Slim, From to Bottom, and Pee on the Pods, where they look at shitty podcast and give them the rating they deserve. You can follow me on Twitter at RevJess_FL Radio. Sam's on Twitter at
Hangry Pitbull.
Chris is on Twitter at nothing.
Not on Twitter.
Not yet.
Fucking cunt.
You need to get on Twitter.
Fuck Twitter.
Anyway, you can find Chris's streams because he has internet coming at.
Not coming. I already have it.
Coming
yes.
At his face.
Yes. Like always. I like it. Yeah. Check me out on Twitch and Mixer at AmaratsuHell19.
Check him out on Grindr, AmaratsuHell19.
No, on Grindr it is Come Slut Anal Bitch.
Come Slut Anal Bitch. That's the name of the episode.
Yeah, that is.
That'll get past iTunes censors.
It's just CSAB. CSAB.
No, in all seriousness, though, thank you very much for listening to this episode. Just a little, just to let you guys know what's going on with future episodes. We are going to a bi-weekly format. Sam is going to be working his ass off. Chris needs to look for a job. So
fuck you.
We are going to a bi-weekly format, but rest assured, we will give you better quality, better content, fucking with prayer lines, all that shit. So it's going to be a good time. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you didn't, share it with 5 of your enemies. If you did, share it with one of your friends. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, buy my fucking merch.
And remember, dicks out for Jesus.
Dicks out for Jesus and hail Satan, right? Exactly. But until next time, folks, this is the Church Absurd saying go in peace
and tear the world to pieces. There is
you're just dead. And heaven's just a fairy tale to put you to bed. Sometimes I think about the chance that I'm wrong, and then I close my eyes and just remember this song. I said there isn't any God, and when you die you're just dead. And heaven's just a fairy tale to put you to bed. There ain't nobody watching us, cause nobody cares. And in the end we're living all alone.
This has been a Fat Lulz Radio production. To hear more shows like this, go to soundcloud.com/fatlulzradio.
A very special thank you going out to Rusty Cage for the use of his song, There Isn't Any God, off of the album Rusty Cage Volume 4, Gang Stalkers, available physically and digitally through rustycagemusic.com.